This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And it's a week of mostly recorded shows, which we don't normally do, but when we are on an event like the 4th of July Freedom Festival, and we're set up a remote broadcast, as they call it for business, we do those recorded just because it makes it a lot easier. And it's a lot more fun. That way you can kind of hang out at nighttime. And in this case, Aria DiMezzo, our main host on the ground at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is taking the day off. So we're here in the studio with Ian and Bonnie, also Mark joining us remotely from Mexico City. And
hola.
Yes. Before I go to the calls, we do have Gob back on the line. He's actually calling from the UK tonight on the SIP line at sip.freetalklive.com. Super important person. SIP.freetalklive.com. That's not actually what it stands for, but I like it. And Bonnie, you said you wanted to comment on the Rush Limbaugh story that Mark told earlier regarding when Rush, once upon a time, this must have been the late 90s or early aughts, when Rush Limbaugh was a commenter on a ABC football show.
Yeah, apparently he got reprimanded for saying, "Is this man, Warren Moon, actually popular for being a good footballer, or is he popular for being black?" It just occurred to me, like, I'm sitting here thinking about it, that's the epitome of woke, what Rush Limbaugh did. Because what's woke supposed to mean? It's supposed to mean, I'm awake. I see what's really going on here. You can't fool me. I'm not asleep like these sheeple. And that,
that's
like,
one definition of woke.
No, that's what it's always been. Like, when the black people were using that usage, like, back in the Black Panthers days, they were saying, I'm awake to what's going on, like, this is going on. You know, whatever they believed was going on, mm-hmm. I'm awake to it. That's what woke meant. Like, don't be asleep. Don't
be a sheeple. But that's not what it means these days.
Well, yes, it is. Because when people are saying it about, like, somebody being trans, they're saying, like, a trans person can just say, like, you know, I think we should move on. I think we should, you know, I see what's going on. Like, we're being held down, and I think we should wake up and everybody be equal. And then they'll get called woke for that. That's what it always means in every situation. It's just that it has went from people saying, like, yes, I am woke, to, oh, you're woke. Like, now it's become bad. Anyways, I think that what Rush Limbaugh did is the epitome of what woke is. It's like, I see what's really going on here. There's no way he's just popular for being a good footballer. You want me to like him just because he's black.
Well, I don't know. He asked a question.
Well,
which isn't the same
with an
thing.
Implication. It's not like everybody lives in a vacuum, and he was just like, oh, I have a question.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the situation with Rush Limbaugh. I don't know. Was it Warren Moon? Did you say his name was?
That's what you said. I didn't. Okay. I don't know anything about the situation until you said it.
Well, you know, I know that Rush knew a heck of a lot more about football than I do, and he was in a room with guys who were paid to know things about football. And they sort of nodded in agreement with him, if you ever got to see the video of what happened. It looked very much like Rush stepped on the third rail of American television.
The reason I bring it up is just because I want to say, sounds like that Rush Limbaugh fellow is a woke loser.
Mm.
May his soul rest in peace.
Dead.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with you on this, Bonnie. I feel like the term woke these days is thrown around not to describe someone who's awake or aware of something going on, but it's just thrown around by conservatives to describe people who they consider to be politically correct. Pandering to certain political groups, basically.
Yes, but that's what it started off as. And then
it started off as what you described earlier as people who are aware of
that's why
oppression.
I'm just explaining to you why it evolved into what it means. I'm not saying that the word hasn't changed meanings to me an insult. I'm saying that's why, because otherwise it makes no sense. Like, what does the word woke have to do with a tranny?
It doesn't make any sense.
But it does with what I just explained to you.
Okay. But that's not how it's used now.
It's transitioned into an
woke. Kind of means the awake to the systematic oppression that currently exists in modern society.
That's exactly what it means.
But that's not how it's being used.
But it's used as an insult because somebody would say, I'm woke because
The claim is that the systematic oppression doesn't exist. It only exists in the minds of people who can't cognate because they've been given participation trophies their entire lives. That's the opposite.
All right, let's go to the phones here. We got Gob on the line in the UK, across the pond. It's about 1 a.m., so good morning, Gob. What's on your mind tonight?
Good morning. So just before I say what I was going to say, just that conversation you were just having now, woke, as far as I'm aware, the word is kind of used sarcastically, to say, you're woke. As in, if you say something totally ridiculous, that's going to be totally over the top in terms of, being... kind of inclusive or tolerant or whatever, and if you call it woke, that's kind of sarcastic because you're saying, well, you're not just aware of racism or whatever, but you're taking it to a ridiculous extent. That's how I thought it's always used.
There was a professor from UCLA that said that white people should have to work for free on June 19th. That sounds pretty woke, right?
He's taking it to a ridiculous place, yeah.
Yeah, and you would call him woke sarcastic, because he's not just woke, as in he's not, awake and aware. He's just being kind of
Ian, if you didn't understand that's what I meant, that's exactly what I meant. It meant a thing at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now people use it as an insult to say, oh, yeah, you're so woke. You think trans people should be able to blah, 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 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm explaining to you is... it's this double-faceted thing. But when somebody would use it to describe themselves, probably not really anymore because it just, has a bad connotation now.
Right.
It's turned into an
insult. In the same
way
that I wouldn't use the word anarchist to describe myself because people believe that it is a bomb-throwing, violent individual because that's the way it gets used in popular
society. I didn't say someone shouldn't, so I don't know why you think that's some kind of an own. I was saying somebody probably wouldn't.
What do you mean, someone shouldn't what?
I wasn't saying no one should use the word woke to describe themselves. I was saying...
I didn't say you said that.
People probably wouldn't.
Okay, yeah, I don't think they would either, in the same way that I wouldn't describe myself as an anarchist because of what people have done to the word. Anyway, Gob, go ahead.
Yeah, so the other day you were discussing, conservatarians. I think it was, three, four, five days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were discussing, where's the line between, an actual kind of conservatarian, so to speak, and just a conservative. My view on that is that basically a conservatarian is basically Ron Paul, someone with, libertarian views but kind of slightly conservative, personal leanings. But I think if someone is more conservative than that and less libertarian than that, I think that's just a conservative. In that episode, Mark, I think you were saying that you even support Ron DeSantis and stuff, and I don't know if you describe these people as libertarian leading or something, but I just think they're not wholesome people at all. I don't know why they have any association to libertarianism.
Right. So who's not wholesome people? Ron DeSantis or?
Yeah, Ron DeSantis, and there were a couple of other names which I don't really recall, but okay. These were I don't know, quite often you just seem to be slightly kind of on side with these people, these neocon kind of people.
Well, I don't know that I'd take neocons. I don't appreciate anything that has to do with war. But what I would say is that, I stayed in New Hampshire. I stayed in Florida. I like what Ron DeSantis did during COVID. I like the questions he asked of the United States federal government. When Trump was saying, hey, there's nothing I can do about Fauci, DeSantis was hiring a guy who was asking questions. So to me, what I like to see is a field that gives us choice in the presidency. I just prefer to have options. For instance,
the guy
RFK.
Is a neocon.
While Ian is using airtime to smash RFK, I'll say RFK is quoted as saying, I'll pardon Assange and Snowden. You know what? I would love to have a Democrat on the ballot that has said that. I'm not talking about what's going to happen in the general election. First, before the general election, there's going to be a primary election. And in that primary, I would like both parties to have better options than they currently do.
Okay, well, DeSantis is a neoconservative warmonger And I mean, just to sit here and act like that's not like that used to be an issue for you. That used to be like I would say a key issue for you would be a candidate's position on war. And to say that you can just override that, or it seems like this is what you're saying, that you'll just ignore.
I haven't done the research. When it comes to these things, I'm not likely to even vote. I don't have as a resident of the U.S. Marianas.
If you don't know anything about him,
what are you talking about? Pimp the guy.
Like saying how great he was in Florida.
That's why Goff's calling me in tonight.
He said you like him.
Right. You keep talking about him like he's.
I certainly like living in Florida more than I like living in New Hampshire during COVID-19.
I know your views are not like neocon. Like, I think it was I was listening to it today. I don't know when it was from, but the podcast and you guys were talking about the FBI and this like sting operation they did on some like disabled kind of terrorist guy. Mm-hmm. And your views on the FBI were totally like not neocon at all and very libertarian. But you're saying that Ron DeSantis says good things about like COVID and stuff, but I mean, Trump made like almost everyone, not, I don't know about almost everyone, but he made loads of people believe that he was going to like cut the allegiance with Saudi Arabia and all of that and, you know, drain the swamp and all of that stuff. And I mean, you've got to know the politicians say stuff. I mean, surely you know it.
Well, Gob, I don't believe for a second. Here, let's get off the crazy train where there is no president, right? There is going to definitely be a president of the United States of America in coming up next year, right? Like, we're definitely going to have somebody in that office. And that's the reality of the situation. We simply cannot change it. It's probably going to be Joe Biden, Donald Trump, maybe Ron DeSantis. I mean, like, is there a longer list? Shall I put together
no
a longer
idea
list
right now? I mean, we're more than a year away from the election.
I have studied enough history to tell you that the president is very likely to win a second term.
Well, he's definitely right that these are the most likely people to become president, but it's not because of what Mark thinks. It's just because it's pre-chosen for us. They're putting out their they put out.
A lot of people think
Ian,
they know what's
like
going
to
take, happen.
Would you like to take a shot at this? Can you add some people to my list?
I don't care.
Of people who might be
it's
president.
Too early.
I know you don't.
It's and too that's early what, to say these
what
things.
You,
right
it's now. Too early to add somebody to the list yeah. who might
will
be
never
president
be,
of the United States?
It will never be time to be able to say. You say, you just figure out which one they're obviously pushing on you, and then you see which one it's going to be.
And I think it's disturbing that you're the one, Mark, here on broadcast radio.
People will choose the president.
DeSantis pushing somebody who you just admitted you don't know enough about. And when I tell you this guy is a neoconservative, you just say, well, I don't know enough about him. And you just go on to talk about how he could be the president. Somebody's got to be the president. While you know that there is an actual free stater running against Ron DeSantis. His name is Aaron Day. You've interviewed him on the radio. You know who he is personally. You know he's a principled, liberty-minded guy. So why would you pimp this DeSantis thug
who's
a total police status?
Mark likes what DeSantis has done with Florida and Gitmo, so he likes him.
I'll take Aaron Day any day of the week. I think he would be a really awesome president.
Great, then start talking about him. Instead of
but that doesn't mean that I have to say it to the exclusion of everybody else. We're still in the primary era here. And I would like to say I would love to see RFK Jr. on the Democratic ballot.
He will be.
And I would love to see Aaron Day on the Republican
ballot.
There's
a good chance RFK Jr. will win New Hampshire because Joe Biden is not supposed to be on the ballot in New Hampshire. So unless
wouldn't that be interesting?
I would love
to see that. Yeah. I'd love to see him win Iowa, then New Hampshire, and then suddenly the Democrats start pretending like the primary is starting in South Carolina.
That's what's
because
probably
going to
happen.
For those that don't know, the Democrats have decided that Iowa and New Hampshire are too not diverse. Maybe they're a little woke, for instance. And they just can't do that, so it's got to be South Carolina to pick who's going to be the first primary.
What do you mean that Biden wouldn't be on the ballot in
They're not going to file because they rearranged the Democrats have their own calendar, essentially, of what they're going to consider to be the first primary in the nation. New Hampshire has the first primary in the nation, and it's not going to move their primary to appease the Democratic Party, while the Democratic Party said, well, we don't want to count New Hampshire's primary, even though it is the first primary. We want to count South Carolina because South Carolina is more diverse as a population, and Joe Biden's more likely to win in South Carolina because Biden hasn't had as easy of a time in New Hampshire in the past. So they just basically disqualified New Hampshire, disqualified Iowa, which is the, not the primary,
first
but
caucus.
The caucus. So these are the two that happened before South Carolina, and Democratic Party said, we're only going to consider South Carolina, and then, you know, whatever comes after that. And so essentially they've just sidelined Iowa and sidelined New Hampshire, and the New Hampshire and Iowa Democrats are not happy about this, but there's nothing they can do about it. They were outvoted. You know, they were the only people that voted to keep things status quo. The rest of the Democratic National Committee voted to change the order of things. And so along with them changing the order of the primaries comes a certain edict from the Democratic Party that says, thou shalt not run in the New Hampshire primary as a Democratic candidate. And if you do run as a Democrat in New Hampshire, then they will punish you. So they're planning on doing things like, and I don't know if this might be a little speculative, but they may be sort of decertifying New Hampshire's results. So if RFK Jr. wins the New Hampshire primary, because Biden won't be on the ballot, if RFK Jr. wins, someone's going to win. There are going to be candidates that run in New Hampshire because they want the attention. Little candidates, right? Like, you know, Vermin Supreme or people like that. They're going to run. One of them's going to win. They're going to get some level of attention from this. But what's going to happen is when the Democratic Party has their convention, which is where the real voting happens, that's where the candidates who've won the different state primaries, they have delegates at the convention who then cast ballots at the convention. That then determines who the Democratic nominee is. Same thing happens, I believe, with the Republican Party. But basically what the Democrats are saying is, New Hampshire, your delegates won't count. We're just going to give your delegates over to, you know, South Carolina or something like that, and then they have to vote the way South Carolina votes. Or we just won't count your delegates at all if you win or if you fight.
It's so weird. It's like, it's like the veil of, oh, the people choose the president is completely been wiped away.
Yeah, the people,
like, the people in New Hampshire don't matter.
Correct. Yeah,
like, it's not like I actually care about this. It's just, this is the thing that you're supposed to be about, a democracy.
Yeah.
Democrats.
Yep.
But white people just don't matter, I guess.
They've done it the last two times, too. Bernie Sanders was likely to win, possibly going to win in 2016, and likely to win in 2020. And, you know, they it's a big conspiracy.
Well,
what they did there was they
did some shenanigans at the convention. They didn't disqualify all of one state. Like, that's what they're doing now. They're
right.
Getting even more.
But they could
obvious.
Very well do that because that state held its primary at the wrong time. I mean,
correct.
Yeah, they could absolutely do that, and I think it's likely that they will do that. And they certainly don't want somebody like RFK up on the stage saying things that are contrary to what the team that's running Joe Biden is doing.
Right. Gob, any other thoughts tonight you want to share?
Not really. Not off the top of my head. Oh, but good luck with the sentencing. Though.
Thank you for the call tonight, Gob. I do appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603.
One thing I'd like to mention, a tweet from Twisted Latex, who died recently at Porkfest.
A listener of ours, longtime listener, we talked about at the start of the show.
The beautiful thing about the Kennedy campaign is that he reminds Democrats that it's okay to think and not parrot CNN.
Yeah, if people were able to listen to him, which of course the mainstream media is completely blocking him out. YouTube is blocking people who talk about RFK apparently, or post videos of his interviews.
Even if the information, you know, what RFK Jr. has said gets to the ears of the average Democrat, it won't really matter because there's already the campaign of, he's a conspiracy theorist, he's a wacky conspiracy theorist. And that's the thing that they're going to listen to overall. Of course, I don't know every single person on the planet, but so yeah, there's going to be some people that maybe his ideas get to and maybe gets him to think. But it's not going to make some kind of big difference. And RFK Jr. is going to have the Democrats like, yeah, the vaccine was probably not a good idea. No, they're just, they already have the idea that he's a conspiracy theorist.
Well, there's going to be some people that listen. There's always going to be fence sitters. There's always going to be people who haven't made up their mind. And there are people who don't like Joe Biden within the Democratic Party. So
the people in the Democratic Party who are, quote-unquote, fence sitter, haven't made up their mind, and aren't just towing the party line 100%, you know, like, believe everything that they're supposed to believe, is very small.
I don't know. I'm not in the Democratic Party, so I can't speak to that.
Well, actually, I've got this thing that I've said for a very long time, is that a third of voters would vote for Hitler if he was running as a Republican.
Mm, yeah.
And a third of voters would vote for Stalin if he was running as a Democrat. And that leaves one third of voters to decide how the election goes. And I've adjusted that to some extent to say, you know what, it might be 40% on either side. And then you're talking about 20% in the middle really making up the difference. And right now, or at least a couple of weeks ago when I looked it up, maybe a week ago when I looked it up, it was actually 40% of Americans approve of Joe Biden, and 40% approve of Donald Trump. And the disapprovals on both sides were 60% and 60%. Mm-hmm. So it's going to leave, at this moment in time, the 20% in the middle to pick between crooked old perverts that we all hate.
Yeah, didn't you have some statistics tonight, Mark? Was that what you, this, was, were those the statistics, or did you have others?
No, this is another story that I've got that I wanted to share.
You had something about voter opinions,
right,
regarding these
perverts.
Well, can
I just comment on that? The thing about it is, the ones that disapprove of Biden but are lifetime Democrats will still vote for him because they can't have Trump.
Right.
That's what my grandma, who's a huge Hillary Clinton 100% Democrat, told me.
So, by the way, so will all the people who are, oh, DeSantis is so great, Trump is evil. There's like this whole crew of pro-DeSantis people. And as soon as Trump, if he wins the primary, they're all going to get behind. They'll hold their nose.
Yeah, we can't have Biden. Yep.
Anyone but Biden.
I agree with that completely. Is that whoever wins the Republican nomination is going to be who the Republicans largely vote for.
Yep.
It's because they can't have the Biden crime family in office, or vice versa. You just, you know, I mean, that's how voting's done for president of the United States now. The article from independent.co.uk, who poll reveals voters think Trump is a criminal, Biden is too old, and DeSantis is a fascist. Voters want change but still remain unsatisfied with their options, by John Bowden. A new poll from the JL Partners underscores major weaknesses. By the way, we've been saying this on Free Talk Live for a long time. A new poll from JL Partners underscores major weaknesses for the three men most likely to be sworn in as president on 20 January 2025, with little good news to soften the blow. With the GOP primary now in full swing, if this is what full swing looks like, maybe it's because I don't spend that much time in the United States, but it doesn't feel like there's a full swing primary going on.
No, I agree with you there. Given that we're in New Hampshire, which is where the full swing primary normally goes on because they're trying to win here first, obviously we're going to lose the Democrat candidates for the most part, if there are any. But the Republicans don't seem to be pounding the streets here real heavy. I mean, I haven't heard a whole lot.
I thought Donald Trump was here.
They're here. I mean, they've been here. Trump's
Tulsi Gabbard
here.
Has been here.
The Vex psychopath has been here. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard says the missing submersible used to view the Titanic suffered a catastrophic implosion. Parts of the missing Titan was found 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic. Questions are being raised with the death of the five people aboard. Discovery Channel Expedition Unknown host Josh Gates took a dive in the Titan vessel not too long ago and said he refused to take a second trip because of safety concerns.
I felt that it needed more time to be tested. I think there are still big questions that need to be answered here about really the thoroughness of actual deep water testing of Titan before its missions.
There are reports of a tornado moving through the Denver metro area. Severe thunderstorm and tornado warnings have been in effect today. Large hail is possible as well. Residents are being urged to take shelter right now. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Mark joining you tonight. Coming up, we do have the story from OMG, the O'Keefe Media Group. James O'Keefe, who has left, or I don't know if he left or was fired or whatever. I think that's all still up in the air, but anyway, he got removed from Project Veritas in some manner and started his own thing. He's still doing the undercover video interviews and such, and they busted a guy from BlackRock recently. We'll share some of that with you coming up. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Oh, by the way, before we do that, I do want to say thanks to the Decentralized Autonomous Organization over at Dash for sponsoring us here on Free Talk Live. And we talk a lot about cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, and these days the idea of a decentralized autonomous organization is kind of old hat. I mean, it's been around for a while. There have been several, probably dozens of different DAOs, or decentralized autonomous organizations, formed, but Dash did it first, and they did it almost a decade ago. The Dash DAO, 10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury, and then anyone with one Dash, which is just above $30 right now, I think, last time I looked at least,
can put forward a proposal to the Dash masternodes, and then those masternodes can vote on it. They vet the proposals, they decide which ones move forward and get funded by that treasury, and then, of course, that's how we got this sponsorship. So Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies, and it's widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get. It's easy to use Dash. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good evening. Yeah, I got a couple for you tonight. This one here just popped. Evidently, Elon Musk challenged Mark Zuckerberg to a cage fight, and he's evidently accepted.
Are you serious?
I saw that, but I didn't know anyone accepted.
Yeah, evidently, they've been having a Twitter battle from hell for I don't know how long, but yeah, the pimples finally popped.
Wow.
Wow, I'm amazed. Yeah, I'd seen the challenge as well, but I did not know about the acceptance.
Well, who knows if it's going to come to fruition or if it's just smoke to give them both a little more publicity, you know? That, too, could be a possibility.
Do they need publicity?
Yeah, they certainly are two of the most popular individuals as far as influence and running big websites. I think Elon Musk will take that squirt down.
They got
well, hold on. Zuckerberg is a martial artist.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, I don't know, but I doubt Elon Musk is.
I bet you're right about that. Okay, and in that case, then that changes things.
Well, they've all got their massive egos they got to get
through. That's
true. Another one I had for you, this is about a month old. I've been saving it for you. Connecticut, the Department of Conservation or DNR or whatever they want to call themselves, I always call them the fish pigs. They have been using bears for cops.
What does that mean?
They got these steel collars on them, right, with cameras. It's illegal to feed the bears in Connecticut. So they're filming the bears coming into back people's backyards and writing them tickets. Well, there's this one particular bear 019, I believe, and he caused all kinds of ruckus. And it might have got the whole department and project shut down because of the all the stink it caused. They didn't want it to get out that they were using bears for cops, so they shut it down and put the kibosh to it real quick, I think. But yeah, the guilty bear was 019.
And he did what exactly?
Well, people were probably throwing food out in the back 40 just to watch the bears, right? Uh-huh. It's illegal to feed the bears.
Right.
So they got, you know, the property and the camera and GPS tracking and all that crap on these collars.
Mm-hmm.
They just cross-referenced it, figured out where the bear was getting his grub, and pulled up and wrote him up.
Damn.
And these people walked back.
I mean, it is dumb to feed bears.
Yeah, not a good
plan. Saying the government should take money from them.
They're cute, though.
I love bears. I don't understand people who just want to kill
cute.
A bear.
The brown bears are kind of scary.
Well, they're all cute. It's just that if they could be tamed, they would be way cute.
We were looking at bear stuff online, actually, just the other night, I think last night, and somebody posted an alleged photograph of a shaved bear.
It was terrifying.
And it's really scary looking like that.
It's not how I would expect it to look at all. It looks like a demon.
Yeah, it removes all of the cuteness from the bear if you shave the bear.
There was a picture in that, you know, the cryptozoology stuff where you're supposed to be like weird animals no one's ever seen.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. There was a raccoon with mange on one of these, which means that all of his hair fell out. And it was, you know, it was pretty scary looking.
Scary, I bet.
Probably like a
yeah, you're right. The picture of the bear with no hair is pretty ugly.
Like a giant demon wandering around the forest instead right, of
Major.
Just like a little imp.
With a Beatles haircut.
As well, there was purportedly a pig.
Huh?
I don't know what that shaved bear looked like. But Bonnie, if you ever get between a she-bear and her cub, you won't think they're so damn cute.
No doubt.
I would never do that.
Yeah, bad plan. Thanks for the call tonight, Major. I appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
My whole life, I've been like, anytime, this question has been posed to me multiple times. If you could make any animal a pet and it would be like nice and tame, which one would you choose? And I always say bear because
That'd
be so fun and cute.
They are so big, though. I mean,
and you could ride it around.
Small.
You could just be like, take me to school.
The store.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. So let's see.
It
where
looks
were
like
we?
Bears are pretty closely related to dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
There's lots of little like Shiba Inus and things like that that look like bears.
I want to read the story from The Guardian, where a guy says, or at least part of it, as a martial arts veteran, I know Zuckerberg could take Musk in a fight, mm-hmm. but what a waste of energy, Joel Snape.
It's a show. I mean, people are going to want to see the show.
Right, and that's what he says. Are Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg going to have a cage fight? Of course they aren't. In case you missed the story, Zuckerberg's company Meta recently released plans for a Twitter-like app.
That's right.
Musk responded to tweets about it by saying he was up for a cage fight, in quotation marks. With Facebook founder, Zuck shot back with a meme that that only Ultimate Fighting Championship fans will actually get, and the world continues to turn and get hotter. The only thing you really need to understand about this affair is that it's two men who shouldn't have G-S-O-H anywhere near their potential dating profile tried to make some funnies, and everyone else joined in the battle royale for attention.
So they mentioned G-S-O-H?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what that means.
Did I mention it's really hot outside? But I want to look up the meme. You guys look up the G-S-O-H.
I'm just thinking maybe they're...
The meme is this guy that looks like he's taken a few punches to the face in a hoodie, says, send me location.
I feel like I would get that.
He's not scared, yeah.
Yeah, he's not scared, I get it.
G-S-O-H in personal ads, according to Urban Dictionary, in personal ads, it is an abbreviation that is intended to represent good sense of humor.
That's funny.
It can also stand for good salary, own home.
Apparently. Either are funny. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I want to read there.
Right. Well, this just makes me wonder, what if they get together, their teams get together, and they just, frame a fight, like a fake wrestling thing.
It'd be hilarious.
Well, it's a cage match. Yeah. When has a cage match not been fake?
I don't know.
Is the goal of the cage match to, like, get out of the cage?
UFC used to be the only sporting event that I could watch on TV because it was actually interesting. UFC is real.
Whereas professional wrestling does not cage matches. In my experience, I'm no expert in any of this.
I can't watch
UFC because I do not like people getting punched in the face, and I don't like it.
Well, you're not attracted to men.
You're right. I'm not.
I don't want to see women punch each other in the face either.
It's not really attractive. It's just like, I don't know. It's like before they start punching each other, it's like, ooh, I want that one to win. That's all.
I can kind of understand this. Like, I get where she's coming from. It makes some sense.
I'm looking up cage matches.
Football is so boring. It doesn't matter how hot a football person is. I can't watch slow moving across the field over, 5 hours or whatever.
Okay, my recollection is partially correct. According to the Wikipedia article about professional wrestling match types, the steel cage match is a match that takes place in a steel cage which surrounds the ring. You can win by pinfall, submission, or escaping the cage by climbing over with both feet hitting the floor outside or by exiting the door with both feet hitting the floor. So if you can leave the cage before the other person, then...
You can grab your ankle, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never watched anything like that.
It would be pretty entertaining if they did this.
I just got to see the Luchador match here in Mexico.
And really?
Those guys do amazing acrobatics.
Wow.
Now, are those fake?
And what do you mean by fake? I mean, I should have said fake in the first place. There's some level of choreography, mm-hmm. yes, and I suspect the winner is...
Pre-chosen.
Obviously, the acrobatics are not fake.
Sure, yeah, that's true.
And people are taking strikes in ways that they can do without being permanently injured.
So it's very similar to professional wrestling.
It's a show.
Yeah, it's a show. Okay.
It's the same way as professional wrestling is a show. Mm-hmm. A show by very skilled people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were they shirtless and they just had the luchador mask on?
By and large, they're running around in a pair of tighty whities that are multicolors and a mask. Yeah.
The important questions.
These guys are thick. Like, there's no thin waists. Nobody's running around with a size 28 waist here by any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. They're very muscular men, but not thin in the waist.
So I would never take away any kind of athleticism from professional wrestlers. I mean, these guys are incredible professional athletes, whether the matches are real or not. is immaterial to the expertise that these guys have at their craft. Made it very, very good. And so you're saying the luchadors might even be more impressive than American professional wrestling?
I think that luchadors are widely considered to be a more acrobatic version mm-hmm. of professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make them better or anything like that. I mean, you know, wrestling's a show,
yep.
so you like the showman that you like for the reasons that you like them.
Right. All right.
Yes, they bring in luchadors to WWE, and they bring WWE down here.
No kidding. All right, that's cool.
It's just their own style in Mexico.
So we were talking about Robert Kennedy Jr., and there's one more aspect here that I don't think we ever finished. It was actually brought up at the very beginning of the discussion, and Mark, that was the question about secession. Carla Garrick, who is one of the... I think she's a board of directors member at the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is a great pro-independence organization here in New Hampshire. She did ask the question, apparently after explaining why many of us in the Liberty Movement support peaceful independence for New Hampshire, she did ask the question, as president, would you use violence to stop us from seceding? According to Dr. Carlin B. on Twitter, she says that RFK deflected and didn't answer, saying he wants to bring people together. So basically dodged the question, slimed away, as you would
Nobody
expect.
Nobody wants to be the president that was president when the union failed. So I'm not surprised, but it's an excellent question. I'm glad they asked it.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, if you're going to sit outside and wait for an hour or however the hell long it took to get inside this venue, I mean, there were huge lines outside of the RFK.
Free staters giving up their guns.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I really was surprised.
I don't even think that a lot of them were free staters. Like, there's a lot of people that come to Porkfest that aren't free staters. I didn't recognize people in this giant line.
That's
true.
I didn't recognize a lot of people. I did see a few that I did recognize. But for the most part, it may have been, well, it wasn't people apparently who were just randomly there, likely, because apparently they did still have to have a Porkfest ticket to attend.
Yeah, but lots of people go to Porkfest that aren't free staters.
No, that's true. There's people who are considering moving, and then there's also people who just won't consider moving. They just want to come to a libertarian camping festival. Anyway, I don't think that RFK Jr. should have been prohibited from speaking at this event, but I think it was. I think it's embarrassing to have him in the main pavilion and have everybody locked down and have all these different things that are just completely surprising to see happening at the Porcupine Freedom.
Wait, did we even bring up that Maj tour canceled?
No, we didn't talk about that yet.
Because
I have to say, it's so I don't think that it could have turned out better. Porkfest got all of the pushback from the real libertarians who didn't want Maj coming there and actually, you know, threatening violence, and none of the clout that they thought would make it all worth it. I can't think of a better turnout, honestly.
So
I'm not anti-Porkfest, but no. When you do dumb things, I don't want it to see it work out for you. That's all.
So I do want
to... I'll say this. I support both RFK and Tulsi Gabbard being at Porkfest. I do not support Porkfest accepting Maj there with threats of violence.
Agreed.
Now, I didn't have the conversation with him over the phone, so I can't make the final judgment. But one of the reasons I didn't go to Porkfest this year, and there are a variety of them, one of the reasons I didn't go was because I just don't want to be there when Maj and Aria begin having a verbal battle and then something goes from there. I don't want to be in that space.
Yeah, so there was a lot of controversy over this. This was pre the RFK controversy. The big controversy was Maj Tour threatening people over a drag queen story hour. And by the way, I haven't heard, but apparently the drag queen story hour happened today. It was scheduled for today, which was supposed to be the day that Maj Tour was going to give his speech, one of his speeches. He was scheduled for multiple different speeches over a few days. And Maj did not attend today. The rumor started going around last night that he had canceled. But I do want to give a caveat to this discussion because according to someone calling themselves Barbara Williams on Twitter, Act Like Barbara, she posts to one of the threads about this, and she is claiming that Maj Tour was, quote, accosted by cops in Philly Tuesday night around 9 p.m. Eastern while filming a live interview with Tom Woods. No one has heard from him since.
Whoa.
So it is possible that Maj Tour actually was arrested
and
or something.
Didn't Blake for the third time?
I've heard a third time. I know for a fact he did not go the 1 year that he was invited to go, and I can tell you a little bit more about that. But so it is possible. This has not been confirmed. That is just what this woman is saying. The claim is that, and this has not been addressed from what I can tell by Tom Woods. I looked at least earlier today. I've not checked in the last few hours. But on his profile, Tom Woods didn't say anything about, oh, my God, what's going on with my friend Maj. You know, he was accosted by police. This is just what this one lady's saying. But Maj's posts on Tuesday do back up at least her claim. He was making a ton of posts on social media on Tuesday, all doing, like, fundraising stuff. And then all of a sudden, he just posts. The last post was like 7:30. And
no post on Wednesday?
Nothing on Wednesday, nothing today. So he didn't ever say he wasn't going to go. He didn't say he was sorry or anything like that. It just has not been addressed. There has been no public post at all from Maj since Tuesday night. And
is there a video of this, or is there just, audio? Like, oh, there's cops here. I'm so surprised. What are these cops? And then he has a perfect excuse for not going.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is like there's not any real way to verify this at this time. The woman, when pressed for that further information that you're asking about, Bonnie, she said something, or it was her or somebody else, who claimed that Tom is going to hold the video until Maj gives him permission to put it out. It's like, that's weird. I mean I can't say I know Tom Woods well enough to make a statement about whether that's valid or not. But, you know, the way that we operate up here is if there's police harassing somebody on video, you get that video out as soon as possible. If somebody gets arrested by the police, you get the information out as soon as possible. You say, Maj is being held at the Philadelphia blah, blah, blah precinct. Here's the phone number. Call up. Make sure he's okay. That kind of thing, right? Like, that's what happens within at least our community if somebody gets arrested, is the word gets out. And the word has not gotten out, at least, about this. So, yeah, is this just an elaborate plot by Maj to avoid responsibility for going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
If he wants to keep the money and he doesn't want to get sued, maybe it's an elaborate plot. And he had somebody call the cops on him.
All right, so
he has two strikes, so he probably wouldn't do that.
You make up your own mind on this, but I'm going to give you a little more information with which you can do what you want, okay? I'm not ready to jump to any conclusions about what happened to Maj Tour this week, but
me
we
either.
Do know he's not at Porkfest, and he was supposed to be. That much we know. Why that is, we don't yet. But according to the organizers of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Roger Paxton, a longtime supporter here on Free Talk Live, organized a handful, maybe like three different Porcupine Freedom Festivals, was the key guy in getting me back at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was Roger's work that brought me back, so thank you, Roger, for putting in that time and effort. I know it was costly to you, and I appreciate it. But this is what he had to say, because during one of the years that they were organizing Porkfest, they invited Maj Tour to speak. And I remembered this, and I remembered hearing that there was, like, some money involved, but I didn't know all the details. And so before I went off and, like, speculated, I wanted to contact Roger and find out what happened that year. So here's what he had to say. He waited, he being Maj. Maj waited until we were already at Porkfest to tell us that he had not booked his travel yet, and that if we wanted him to show up, we had to PayPal money for him to book his ticket. He told me it was going to be some outrageous amount, so I searched flights and found some for $500. I told him that I'd go ahead and book for him since he didn't want to get reimbursed, even though that was the deal from the beginning, so he was breaking the deal. He said we could send him cash or he was not coming. I refused to send him cash. If he asked for an amount that was reasonably close to what the tickets were currently going for, I might not have been so alarmed, but it felt scammy as F.
Wow, it sounds like he was asking for Google Play gift cards.
So you Crazy. Can extrapolate from that. You know, is this person a grifter? Is this person, dishonest? Is this person a scam artist? I don't know. They didn't give him the money in that case, and it's awfully, strange that, he wanted a bunch of money at the last minute. He hadn't bought his ticket. I mean, at the very minimum, what that says is this person is a piss-poor planner. He had a deal in advance with Porkfest. They book these things long in advance. These aren't last minute bookings, right? Like, they don't just call up somebody the week of a week before and say, hey, can you come to Porkfest? This is stuff they nailed down weeks, if not months, in advance. So he had, presumably, time to make these decisions. And, of course, everyone knows that when you want to get an airline ticket, you get it earlier and you get a better price. So he waits until the week of to throw an ultimatum at them and say, yeah, I want X dollars, which was much higher than an airline ticket apparently would cost, to buy my travel now. And so they didn't bite on his offer. This time, we know that he was given some money, apparently, by Constance, or her company, which is a real estate company here in New Hampshire. They donated to whatever foundation that he has in order to secure his appearance at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So he already got some money in this particular case, and now he's not there. So that's the news, Mark.
Well, it's all very interesting.
Indeed. So, yeah, it doesn't sound like he's just going to pop up. And so he's already being replaced on the schedules by various different people and such. So that's the news there. That means
they've always got plenty of people to do speeches at Porkfest. That's for sure.
No doubt about it. In fact, Aaron Day was given the speechifying slot in replacement of Maj at today's. I think he had like an 11 a.m. I think he was actually following up RFK. As a matter of fact, so they gave it to Aaron Day.
Speaking of RFK, I wanted to finish up that story I've got with the what Americans think about Joe Biden, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
Let's hear it. I don't even think we really even started it.
We got the first paragraph down, and it was basically fluff anyway. With the GOP primary now in full swing, Americans are getting a good look at the alternatives the Republican Party will present at the election of President Joe Biden, who is already the oldest president ever to take office when he did so in 2021.
Mm.
But the top contenders in the GOP, former President Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, each have debilitating labels to overcome if they have any shot of picking up ground with a general election audience, according to the survey. For Mr. Trump, voters will most likely describe him in one word as a criminal. Others were even less flattering, such as disgusting, liar, evil, and dangerous, though Patriot also made the top 10 appearance.
He still has supporters, there's no doubt about that.
The Florida governor got off arguably worse. The top two responses from voters describing Mr. DeSantis were fascist and unsure.
All right, I want to continue here, and Mark, you give us more of this story coming up in hour number three. If you want to comment on the Maj thing or the RFK thing or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.